Good to vach, everybody. It's great to be joined together right after Shavuos to go right into some more Talmud Torah. So, Be'ez Hashem, tonight we're going to be learning Simen Shintes Zayin Si'if Yud Beis, I think is what we're up to. We're not going to do the entire Si'if Yud Beis today, just the beginning of it, and Be'ez Hashem, the end of it will be tomorrow. So, again, we're talking about trapping animals. So, today's Amud is Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of page 258 Si'if Yud Beis. So, says the Shulchan. If you happen to have a wild beast or a bird in your rishus, you're allowed to trap them. Vuhu shalo yimrodu, provided that they're obedient, that they're not going to run away. Avlim he mordim, but if they're not obedient, and when you try to grab them, they try to escape your grasp, then asur l'tafsam afilu b'chatzer. Then you're not allowed to grab them even in the chatzer. Im chatzer galdushim lo galdu bnei adam hayitzrichim mitzoda. If the chatzer were large enough, that if they were not domesticated, you would need a trap in order to get them. So then, even though they are domesticated, but right now they're trying to escape your grasp, you're not allowed to grab them in the chatzer. That is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Rama, v'yesh omrim da'asu latzud chayva of shebir shuso. That there's a yesh omrim that's more machmir. The Shulchan Aruch had said that a chayva of shebir shuso, you're allowed to trap. The yesh omrim says that it's asur to trap a chayen of that's in your rishus. The imtzadon pater, it's just that it's going to be pater aval aser, meaning if you do it, it's not going to be chiv d'oraisa. So what kind of situation are we talking about? How does this relate to if I could lock my dog up in a room or something like that on Shabbos? I don't have a dog, but people who have dogs, if they could lock their dog up in a room. So it says the Mishabur Sivkatan and Beis, Chayavov Shabur Shuso, Kolol Kolmine Balichayim Shergilim Deveso Venasu Benetarbus. This means any domesticated animal, any animal that is raised in your house and has become Benetarbus, your dog, your cat, whatever it may be. So Mutar, Hainu Afilu Bechut, you're allowed to grab it even outside. Vatam, Kivin Shem Benetarbus. Because they've been domesticated and they're used to living in the house. And therefore, you know they're coming home at night and it will be easy to grab a hold of them. So it's a chiddush that even when they're outside of the house, it's not shaykh, the malach of tzeda, because you know they're always going to come home. You know that that you'll always be able to get them because they're always going to want to return home. Trap them, but not take them by hand on Shabbos, because all balechayim are muktzim. It sounds pretty clear from this mishabura that even pets are mukta, right? That even a balchay that is raised in your house is mukta. So you're not allowed to grab them because they're mukta, but you could chase them till they go to a narrow area, and then you could lock the door in front of them to keep them in that area. Then the Shulchan Aruch said gadol, that if the chatzer the Shulchan Aruch had said if they're right now not being obedient, then you're not allowed to grab them if the chatzer were large enough that a non-domesticated animal would not be easily caught in that area. Aval im a chatzer katan de palavach yein shrich lemetzoda afilu sedrabanan laka. But if it were a tiny chatzer where you don't need a trap in order to get them, then it would be not even an issur drabanan to catch your non-obedient domesticated animal. Sivkat nunvav, how big is a big chatzer? So we said sheim gadlu bein bnei adam hayutzricham mitzoda, that if im lo gadlu bein bnei adam hayutzricham mitzoda, that had they not been domesticated, you would need a trap to get them. Says the Mishnah Berurah sivkat nunvav sheim haynu she'achshav shenis gadlu bein anashim ein tzrich lem mitzoda ki yavo me'atzman lebeisam la'arev, that since they've been domesticated, you don't need a trap because they're going to come home anyway in the evening. But nevertheless, since right now they're not being obedient and it's not easy to grab a hold of them and it's a large chatzer, that's what makes it asur midrabanan. So again, if it was an undomesticated animal in a large chatzer, that would be a malach d'oraisa of tzeda. But a domesticated animal like your pet dog, your pet cat, in a large chatzer is only going to be if it's not being obedient, only going to be an issur d'rabbanan. If it is being obedient, according to the Mechaber, not usher at all. The ussers, this is going on Sivkatan and Zayin, where the Ramah quotes a Yeshom that disagrees with the Mechaber and says that even if it is being obedient, it's usher. Hainuk shem b'chutz, if it's outside, or b'frim b'bayis gadol sheyesh bo shir tzeda, that where it's inside a large house where there's a shir tzeda, it's a big enough area that it's not already trapped. Hainuk shlo yochol asik b'shchiya achas. It means that you're not able to catch things with one lunge. V'kanal b'reisha simenu paska achronim ka yeshom razeh. And we pass like this yeshom of the Ramah. V'im yatzu ha'ofos l'chutz v'chosh yishlo yignavu osan. So if the birds went outside and you're worried about that they're going to get stolen, after asu l'tafsan bi'atzmu bi'adayim, even though you're not allowed to grab them by hand, mikol makom imtinokos katanim tzadino samein tzarech limchos bi'adan. If children grab them, you don't have to make a macha. Gam demutra lomar leinu yudi shiatzu l'san. You could also ask a guy to do it. Tavishvus tashvus, because it's only an issur drabban in the first place, so it's a shvus tashvus, kein kasav achayadam. Because of oh, demutra lamud b'fnei ov shol yivrach k'dei shememeli yachzor l'bayis. You're allowed to stand in the way of an oaf so that it doesn't escape, so that memeli will return home. Gamei v'yamagin avram b'shem haguda, demutra lidchos ha'of me'acharav sheikonis l'bayis. You're allowed to push the bird from behind so that it will enter the house. Im ha'bayis gadol shen yachal asigah shom b'shchiyah achas de'in kansei de'gemura. If the house is large enough that it would still take more than one lunge to be able to grab it even when it's in the house, because by putting it in such a house, that's not a real melacha of tzeda, because it's still not fully trapped. That if it's the kind of bird that as soon as you touch it, it immediately sits down and waits there for you to grab it, so such a domesticated animal, there's no tzeda at all. Then you could even bring it into a very tiny area, because that's already trapped, since it sits there and just waits for you to take it, because it's so obedient. Sivkat nunches lotzud. This is going on the yesh omrim that it's aser to trap a chayiv oaf that's in your rishus. Ulefi ze yesh lizar shlo lahachnis ofos b'shabbos min abayis kshugadu mechusar tzedah sham l'makom ha'kluv shalehem. If you have birds flying around your house, you cannot chase them into their cage. Sheshama makom tzaru mikri tzeda gemura, because that's real tzeda. V'imu miskavin lahachnisam l'kluv rak kadei shlo yasu ezekos b'bayis. But if the only reason you want to put the birds in their cage is because they're going to ruin your whole house, it could be that we could be make line veralacha, because you're not trapping the bird since you want the bird, you're trapping the bird in order to prevent it from going in the house. That's melach shein tzrich l'gufa, and it's only drabanan to begin with. But if it's a not yet domesticated bird, then it's going to be asur, even if you're doing it to prevent them from ruining your house. And even if it went into the cage on its own, you're not allowed to close the door of the cage, because that's going to be a violation of tzeda. So we'll see tomorrow how the Ramah continues about a par of a sus and a cat as well. But tonight what we learned is that there's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. If you have a domesticated animal that is being obedient, that for sure it's mutter to just grab it when it's being obedient. But if you have a domesticated animal that's If you have a domesticated animal that's being obedient, the mechaber holds you're allowed to trap it and grab it, whereas the Ramah holds that it's usher to grab it. If it's not being obedient, then even the mechaber holds that it's usher to grab it, provided that it's in an area that it's not already considered to be trapped. Now, when you have, the Mishnah Berurah just pointed out that when you have a bird that's flying around your house, it's not yet considered to be trapped, and even if it's a domesticated bird, you're not allowed to chase it into its cage, and even if it goes on its own into its cage, you would not be allowed to shut the door of that cage. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll continue with the end of that Ramah, as well as the Mishnah Berurah on that, and that will bring us to the end of the Siman. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Evening, agotavach, agazint and zimmer, whatever you're supposed to say.